This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of Romans, we've looked at sin and salvation. Now let's consider the third main point in Romans, sanctification. This is the process of growing into the likeness of Jesus Christ. The first two points took us up through Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin, death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The next section, sanctification, is introduced in chapter 6 and developed in chapter 7 through 8. This means I'm overlapping chapter 6, but this is often the way we experience salvation and sanctification. When we're saved, all that God wants us to know experientially in our relationship with Jesus Christ is ours. Positionally, we are, as it says in Romans 6, dead to sin but alive to God. So we have what might be called positional realities. In chapter 7, we'll find practical dynamics. In chapter 8, we'll find powerful potential. Paul begins chapter 6 with the question, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means." The reason he gives this is, we died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? For many who've become Christians, this is an enigma. We find within us a pull towards sin. Not always, but it is there. I at times don't seem to be dead to sin. So what is Paul saying here? We'll find the answer as we study Romans 6 through 8. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.